Thank you, my brother.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Are you?
We're super cool here in Fresh FM Nigeria. Okay, let's go straight to the business of the day. Before we go, let me just congratulate you on behalf of the staff and the management of Fresh FM Nigeria on your latest appointment as the goalkeeper trainer for our darling Super Eagles. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys.
Okay.
You're doing a wonderful job too.
Oh, thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. Coming from you, that is a big deal. Okay, let's go straight to the business of the day. And let me say congratulate you on the two victories you recorded in the African Cup of Nations qualifiers against three alone in Abuja and against Atomen Principe, and that is far away Morocco. Okay, let's talk about your area. That is, you are the goalkeeper trainer. And I have a question to ask you. Maduka Okoye has not been involved since the Tunisian game and the African Cup of Nations in Cameroon. And now, Francis Uzoh has been standing in guard for him, and he has done very well, to say the least. What is happening to Maduka Okoye and his Super Eagles career? Are you in contact with him?
Well, firstly, is he part of the team?
Okay.
But then, when we called him during the end of the season, last season, before we traveled to America for the two friendly matches that we played in America, the secretary of the team told me that they tried to reach him, but they couldn't get him. And I collected the number from him. I called too. I couldn't reach him. But about 2 days after, the secretary of the team told me that he has got him through a friend. Wow. On message. And he now said to me that the guy now asked for him to be out of the team for now because he has made a transfer to the new club and want to concentrate on the new club.
Okay.
That's okay, no problem.
Okay, so in his absence, Francis Uzoh, is he our number one? Is he the next choice to Maduka Okoye as we speak?
I mean, the last two games that we played, he's the number one.
And you're
the spot is still open.
I still
hope. You can understand that the game is a game of contact. And they give the liberty to anyone that comes in to play for the country. And we're looking for the best for the country.
Okay, let's talk about Nigerian goalkeepers. You were involved in that in friendly games, the windows that just ended, the African Cup of Nations, or the friendly games in the US against Ecuador and Mexico. I know you were in camp with two goalkeepers of the Nigerian League, Ojo Olorunleke and
Adeyinka Adewale,
also from the Nigerian Professional Football League. These two guys, do they stand a chance to wrestle or to compete with their foreign counterparts vis-a-vis what you saw in the training sessions?
Yeah, I saw a lot of things in a good, positive thing within the goalkeepers. That's why we retain Adeyinka Adewale.
Wow.
And it's a thing of process. You can't just come in and say you want to be the number one. I can understand the way I started to be the national team. I undergo a lot of experienced goalkeeper ahead of me, and I learned a lot from the likes of Peter Rufai, Late Bufa Bunibare, and Aleagu. So, for sure, they are Nigerian goalkeepers. They have a lot of quality in them, but it's a process thing.
Okay, now, thank you so very much for the submission. I want to go to dive into a more personal interview. I remember that en route our World Cup in France 98, you were primed to be the first choice goalkeeper. What really happened en route France 98?
Yeah, my last game for my club in Zurich.
Wow.
End of the season, I broke my hand.
Wow.
And that was 6 weeks to the World Cup. So that's what it denied me to be in the France 98 World Cup.
Okay. That is that. Okay. And your Nigerian sojourn, the Super Eagles just said you were understudying a lot of very good goalkeepers. The tradition then and now, are there similarities or are they still the same? Talking about the standard of goalkeeping and what we have now.
Clarify, but whether the old or new, everybody has their own time. our own time has passed. So this is the new generation thing now. So we need to follow the new generation thing the way it comes.
Okay.
And we just need to share the experience with the young ones that are coming on board now.
Okay, beautiful. That's very beautiful. Okay, before I allow you go on the show this morning, I want you to just have your thought. You were a goalkeeper. You were a very good goalkeeper during your days. I can attest to that. We saw you on TV, and you were a Nigerian international. Now you're a goalkeeper coach. We have avalanche of goalkeepers across Europe. We have the likes of Edward Mendy, the Senegalese in Chelsea. We have Alisson Becker, the Brazilian, in Liverpool. We have Mané Noir, the Bayern Munich goalkeeper, talking about the German. And we have Henderson, talking about the Manchester City goalkeeper. For you, out of all these goalkeepers in this world, who is the best goalkeeper?
Is it to say best goalkeeper?
You know we have choices. I want your own choice. You will have your favorite among all these guys.
You see, one thing I want to believe is that when you say best goalkeeper, it not depends on the team that he is playing with.
Wow.
You know? And what makes best goalkeeper? Fine, it might make a lot of saves. But then, if your defense are not give you a good coverage, believe me, you lose that sense of that the best goalkeeper. You know, and again, so everything is time. But for me, I just say we have a lot of good hands out there, and they are really open for people to decide.
Okay,
who's the best?
Okay, coach, I will still ask this question in another form. You are the goalkeeper coach of a team, and you have Alisson Becker, you have Henderson, the Brazilian in Manchester City, and you have Mané Noir to choose from, and Edward Mendy. Who will be your first choice goalkeeper
in the national team?
In the team, you have those goalkeepers in the team, and you have to decide your number one.
This is sometimes, to be a goalkeeper, you might be a good goalkeeper, but you don't have luck.
Wow,
it's something else. You can when you look the quality of from the Brazilian goalkeeper and Noah. There's difference between of the two of them.
Okay.
Noah is very, very strong mentally.
Wow.
But the Allinson is a keeper, kind of goalkeeper that, he's a good goalkeeper, too, but he has a lot of luck by his side.
Wow.
So it's a thing of, when you have three this goalkeeper on your team, sometimes you choose of the kind of team that you want to play against. But every day, you go for one. But then I will go for Noah.
Mané Noir. Okay, you just made your choice, Coach. Church, it's been a wonderful experience chatting with you on goalkeeping and football on Fresh Sport on Fresh FM 105.9. Many thanks to you for heeding to our calls.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
Okay, I wish you the best in your future endeavors and your present job. Thank you for talking to us, Ike Shoromu.
My pleasure. My pleasure.